The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene, a very good afternoon to you. I see we have a lot to get through today.
We do have quite a lot to get through. So should we start at the very beginning, a very good place to start?
I think that's good. Let's talk about COVID, who's testing positive, what are the numbers, and how many people have gone for their fourth shot that Israel now has rolled out.
Well, we are expecting Prime Minister Naftali Bennett to address the nation shortly in a press conference. The numbers are going up. We are at 2% morbidity, about 32,000 new cases. Our Foreign Minister Yair Lapid testing positive. Now, this is all happening while Israel is still open. No signs of any plans to close to foreign travel. Our Minister of Regional Cooperation, Esawi Fresh, in a conversation with Ynet, which is one of our dailies here, says that given the numbers and the prediction that at least 2 to 4 million Israelis will test positive within the next 3 weeks, we are expected to reach herd immunity, which I didn't know was still a thing, but apparently it is. The IDF have cancelled any of their reservist exercises, and to date we have about 250,000 plus who have received their fourth vaccine. So these are people over the age of 60, healthcare workers, and anybody who is immunocompromised. No news yet whether or not the requirements for a fourth vaccine will be people younger than 60. But this is where we are at the moment. So we're waiting to hear what Prime Minister Bennett is going to say at 6:15 and if there's going to be any major announcements coming out of that.
A very interesting note that I have here for our conversation today. The Palestinians have summoned the Dutch ambassador. What's it all about?
Well, last week we spoke about the fact that the Netherlands had suspended a massive amount of aid to an NGO, a non-governmental organization called the Union of Agricultural Work Committees. And that is one of six groups that Israel in October last year outlawed or designated terror organizations. Now, the Palestinian Authority have summoned the Dutch envoy or representative for a dressing down. He wants to know why the Netherlands have made this decision. However, on investigation, it has been found that at least 34 members of staff of this NGO were found to have ties and be active with the PFLP. That's the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, which is recognized by the European Union as a global terror organization, and at least two of those staff members being involved in a terror attack that cost the life of Rena Schnurb. So a lot of evidence has been put forward, and the Dutch government took the decision to suspend their aid. Now, Israel took a lot of criticism for not giving enough information at the time when they designated these six NGOs as terror groups, but as is the case when we are dealing with information that is highly, highly sensitive and intelligence related, they will be, you know, released as time goes by.
Sure. Tell me about this aid that's been given to Afghan refugees by Israel.
Well, this is just extraordinary. Israel, for the first time, has made an official donation of aid. This is $500,000, a donation to help Afghan refugees who fled Afghanistan when the Allied powers withdrew in August last year. So our Foreign Minister Yair Lapid has given the approval for this donation to go ahead. It's for Afghan refugees who have fled to neighboring Tajikistan. The money is to be used to help with healthcare, sanitation, shelter, education, food, and professional training. And the money will be donated or transferred via the United Nations Refugee Agency, which are managing things on the ground. Now, this is not the first set or series of aid that Israel has given to Afghan refugees. We have given through our major NGO, IsraAid, which helped fund rescue flights for Afghan refugees and helped on the ground, bearing in mind that Afghanistan does not recognize the existence of the state of Israel, but as Israel has proven time and again, that when it comes to a humanitarian crisis, we see no border or need for diplomatic relations. We just help where help is needed. And this is the first time that the government is making a donation in an official capacity.
Now, our last story today is just bizarre. Killer dolphins. What is Hamas thinking here? What's going on? Help us to understand.
Well, I kid you not. This is a bizarre story, and not one that hasn't popped up before. Now, you really couldn't make this up. And if this wasn't brought to our attention by Khaled Abu Tuame, who's probably one of Israel's most respected journalists, with the video footage to prove it, I would just be laughing. But I have had a lot of fun on Twitter today, as have many people, making fun of the story. So according to a spokesperson from the Al-Qassam Brigade, which is the military wing of Hamas, they spoke to the Al-Quds newspaper or news channel, which is also Hamas-owned, surprise, surprise, speaking and showing the actual evidence, a little contraption that apparently can be strapped to a dolphin. And apparently, Chad, we are training dolphins. I don't know if it was on porpoise or anything, but hey, we school them in anything these days, to chase their Navy commandos off the coast of Gaza. Now, they say that these killer dolphins were particularly active during Operation Guardians of the Wall last year, and they managed to kill several naval commandos. I mean, either we really train our dolphins very, very, very well here in Israel, or if you've got Navy commandos that can be eliminated by a school of dolphins, you've got a lot of things to be worried about. But this is where we are. I noticed that it's even made some defense journals on Twitter. But yeah, having a lot of fun with this one. A lot of us are taking to Twitter to give it a good mock. I mean, I just think, Chad, if you're scared of the dolphins, wait till you find our super tunneling hedgehogs or our super, super target proficient budgies. But it's not the first time. We've also been accused of training Mossad sharks. This is to attack tourists. Marjorie Taylor Greene in the United States, a congresswoman, said that apparently we have a specific space laser. I don't know who operates our space laser. Please excuse me. I do have a case of the hiccups. Must be those killer dolphins getting to me. And we've also been accused by Iran of stealing all their rain. So I am not making this up. This is a real story.
With that, thank you, Rolene Marks. You and I are going to have another conversation tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll not end up laughing. Some of these things are quite bizarre. But on a serious note, I do remember a couple of years ago, it was in fact terror organizations, I think it was in Afghanistan, that were using donkeys laden with explosives to blow up checkpoints, which is heartbreaking and sad and shows just how brutal people can be.
Rolene, just want to, on that note, just say that that doesn't just happen in Afghanistan. That happens in Gaza, the West Bank as well, where donkeys have been used as explosive devices. And during the March of Return, these donkeys were set on fire.
Very
so
sad.
If you are an animal activist, you need to be holding Hamas accountable for that.
Well, we all know how I feel about animals. Rolene, you and I will be chatting tomorrow, same time, same place. Great to hear from you.